In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So we are not in seven in heaven.
No.
I dared you yesterday to put this team in seven in heaven. But are they close to seven in heaven still? I smell a power ranking.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, they are they?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Maybe you should power rank the one and two teams then.
Do you want just the AFC or the NFL entirely? I have the whole NFL.
AFC.
Oh, I was going to do the NFL.
Okay, do the NFL. I think people want to know how close we are to the playoffs.
The best 1-2 team in the NFL is the Baltimore Ravens. Number two. Now, this one's teetering based on health, but I like the way that their quarterback has played. And they have their formula, and they have their coach.
He's going to say the Broncos.
I'm going to say the San Francisco 49ers.
Ah.
And I'm putting them ahead of the Rams, who are also 1-2, who they just lost to. And then third, I think, and this is good, this is really, really good news for your Cleveland Browns. I'm staying in the NFC. Those 1-2 teams. I'm going Arizona Cardinals.
What?
Yep.
Wait, so you have Baltimore, LA, and then Arizona?
Baltimore, San Francisco, and Arizona.
Oh, Baltimore, San Francisco, and Arizona.
Ranking the 1-2 teams. And the point of that is
Arizona over LA?
Yeah. And the point of this
is... Do you even watch the sport, or...?
I do. I don't think Matt Stafford's going to make it through the year.
Okay, well, you can't guarantee that now, because he's here, and he's healthy.
Yeah.
Or as healthy as Matt Stafford's ever going to be.
Their wide receiver situation, they got very lucky. They got very fortunate. And again, we had another game just come down to pass interference. All right, bring the field goal kicker out, win the game. Like, I cannot stomach that in that league. They've got to do
something.
They're
pretty battle-tested over there, though, buddy. Like,
sure.
Well, you sound like you disagree with him.
I do.
Well, then fine. Let's hit. Give me your power rank.
Number one. I like it when it hits those spots. Number one. I'm going to say San Francisco 49ers.
Okay. Some respect.
Got a couple of injuries. They didn't have George Kittle.
They didn't have Kittle. They didn't have McCaffrey. They didn't have Debo.
They got New England Sunday at 4:05. I think the magic is gone for the New England Patriots.
Brock Purdy looks good.
Yeah.
They're 1-2, and he looks really good.
That's why I put him number one. He's a cyclone. He knows what he's doing. Number two, Baltimore. Number three, the Los Angeles Rams. Here you go.
Oh, wait. Arizona destroyed the Rams 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Well, okay, wait a minute. You said it was the preseason, so I guess that game doesn't count. Champions pose.
I like Arizona. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
I know why you like him.
Why?
Because you text a certain somebody who knows
the Jonathan Gannon?
Yes. So, of course. He's from Cleveland. It's a big, small town, so that means we all know each other in some way.
It's weird. I feel a lot better about Kyler Murray than I think most people. And I've felt that way for 3 years. And I think it's because I've seen him shred the Browns twice.
That's why when people were saying the most ridiculous things about Brandon Staley, you and I were going, this is an unfortunate circumstance. Because his brothers listen to this show. You think I'm going to sit there and rip Brandon Staley? Some of the stuff said about Brandon Staley was actually really mean-spirited. But
sure.
I wasn't going to...
Well, that's the fun of it. It's the NFL.
Yeah, I wasn't going to sit there and rip him up and down. Because his brothers listen to the show. Wasn't going to do that. And it's just like with Jonathan Gannon. Oh, I like Jonathan Gannon. They play hard for him. Do they or do we see it through Cleveland colored glasses? Maybe a little bit of column A. Maybe a lot of column B.
How about Brandon Staley? Is he assistant?
Okay.
He's the assistant head coach with the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the offensive coordinator was last night for Washington?
Kingsbury. Kingsbury.
Yes. So what happens?
Slappy.
If Jaden McDaniels, if he has Jaden McDaniels, if.
Oh, no.
If what's his name? Jaden.
Daniels.
He had two incompletions last night. I know. I'm thinking NBA McDaniels. If he has a great season.
Don't say it.
Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a head coach in the NFL again.
Oh, my God.
That's how this works. You don't think the way that young quarterbacks have struggled in this league, you don't think an owner is going to be like, oh, my God, look at what he just did.
Congratulations to the owner. Because you just made a dumb move.
But that's how it works. These guys are trying to figure out, why are all these rookie quarterbacks coming into the league, just they look ill-equipped.
You hate the league right now.
I do.
You are hating it.
I am not a fan.
You say it's an unwatchable league.
Well, all the retread quarterbacks are back in charge. Like, why is Sam Darnold, Geno Smith? Geno's like the most accurate passer in the league.
Because maybe we're finding out that they were in places that they probably shouldn't have been. Oh, and they should have been in the quarterback
Derek
health.
Carr is all of a sudden really good.
What have you thought of the Jets since we were on
Andy
air together?
Andy Dalton
just shredded.
Again.
Baker.
Yeah. Again. Yeah. Again. Again. What have you thought of the New York Jets since we've been on the air? Not just together, but on the fan. What have you really thought of the Jets? Place where quarterback careers go to die. Is it any secret that all of a sudden Sam Darnold's able to complete a pass, and so is Geno Smith over the last couple of years? Where did they both start?
Yeah, but you think all
so
these
we're
guys
saying
are...
that maybe some of these guys had talent and that somebody had to unlock that talent. Maybe, just maybe, they should have sat instead of being forced to be in the positions that they were put into.
So do you think all these retreads are good now? You think they've found their footing?
To the level of what they need to be to win a Super... No. But they're all... I mean, Geno Smith made a $100 million contract. Look at Baker Mayfield. And again, what do people say outside of Cleveland about what we do with quarterbacks?
Yeah, we're quarterback killers.
Well, Baker Mayfield is having... I didn't play well on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But is having a renaissance in some fashion to Tampa Bay. All right. Like, yeah, it's going to happen. Guys, like, you go around better situations... And some of these guys who have flaws, they find themselves with guys who take care of them. But all these coaches, and I throw Kevin in this mix because he's had guys who have had flaws, and he's done his damnedest to take care of him. That's why I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about the whole what offense are we running thing, and why do we go out and get certain people for it? This is why, because, hey, you can't sit there and deny the results with some of the other quarterbacks that we've had. I'm not going to sit there and lie to everybody. Now, I'm not waiting for those guys to come back, and I was an advocate because I said there was not a chance in hell you were bringing him back, so I wasn't even going to make that argument.
Are all of these retreads, Kenny, just playing well because it's the theme of the show today that I know you don't like me saying? It's preseason. They are the ones that have seen NFL defenses.
Only the slipperiest of wizards can make an argument at the beginning of a segment about a team that won in week one. And then have me say it's preseason, and then 7 minutes later, Ken, is it just preseason? You're going to have to start working harder here. You're not going to get it all by me. I've had a lot of coffee, and I'm going to catch you in your tracks.
All of a sudden, Andy Dalton looks like one of the better quarterbacks in the league. That's a crappy league. That's a league that sucks.
Well, you're playing a crappy team. They expected to go out there. They were smelling themselves after the win they had against Baltimore, and they thought that they were going to beat up on crappy Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is still good once. I don't think I'd take him for an entire 17. Nobody would take him for an entire 17-game season, but he's still a good quarterback when he was in his prime. That's on the Raiders. I wish we were playing the Raiders last week instead of having to play the Raiders this week, because now Antonio Pierce has put the challenge on him. But at least it seems like it's going to be a Browns home game. We'll talk more about that maybe tomorrow. 216-474-0092. Well, Rodney McLeod joins us in studio. I will tell you guys, I just want to let you guys know, we checked the tape. He was not a part of the river dance that was going on in the end zone. He was not a part of it. We might have to bring it up with him, but Rodney was not a part of it. Rodney McLeod in studio next on The Fan.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.